tatsächlich nicht gemacht.
Yeah. General, our schedule is this. You're going out. You're going to pick up what...
Maybe I'll pick it up and he'll learn about it. Or you need to hear later.
You can leave this thing on the country. Because you're going to be slipping. I ordered 27 and we didn't make any changes. Get the Kabbalah.
Okay.
Shalom Akiva.
So, I want to say a few words for 5-6 minutes. Then you'll be able to go to the wall and make your personal prayers, make your public national prayers. And then at 7:20 approximately, 7:20 already, when was Shkia, Rav? When was sunset, did you say?
7:02.
7:01.
So at 7:20 we're going to meet by the wall here for prayer. Where do you prefer this?
Outside.
We're going to meet at the entrance, and then we're going to see where inertia. Really? Go drink some water. Tov.
Inside, we could dance afterwards. We don't bother as many.
Ah, that's
okay. Dance, we could sing.
We do it outside. Tov. They join us.
Yeah. I've been in demonstrations too. I'm surprised I haven't been.
Tov, Rabotai, I want to share with you some very powerful words that our great rabbi, Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, writes. In contrast to the group, the large group that we've been learning this course of the week, the laws of tshuva from the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, learning the first 1.5 chapters, and there, as I commented in the intro to the laws of tshuva of the Rambam, we're learning there, of course, about the tshuva of the individual. And usually there, tshuva is in reference to someone who, in the past, has sinned. Yet I mentioned that there's another level of tshuva. There's a new entity of tshuva, very little spoken about over the course of centuries. And in the great pouring out of one of the great leaders and rabbis, Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, he writes a book called Orot HaTshuva. And in chapter 17 of this Sefer, which he calls, its coterit, its main caption is Hayitgalut Gdola Shel HaTshuva B'Chaye Yisrael U'V'Tchiyato Be'Artzo. Here he says, you know what the great revelation of tshuva is that he's referring to here? The life of the nation and its rebirth in its land. In other words, there are different levels of tshuva. All of us, it's clear to me, on an individual, human level, we've made decisions. We want to become better individuals. We want to learn more Torah. I want to perform mitzvot, deepen my connection to God, my security in Hashem. That's fantastic. That's great. We share that common dream and aspiration. However, as we've been hearing from our dear rabbis, we're learning that there's a new phenomena. There's a new great level that's called a greater level of tshuva, and that's a national level of tshuva. It's obvious that Rav Nachman Kahana, his entire sicha to us, is opening up our eyes to a new level of national existence. That each and every individual here in the land of Israel is not just a little boreg, a little bolt, or a little nail or screw, but he has crucial, central importance in the thriving of this nation and the land. And when we are coming back to this land, we are dealing with the concept of a national tshuva. But not only a national tshuva, but as the Rav writes, as Rav Kook writes, in a Seif, paragraph Aleph, he writes the following, Tchiyata Uma, the rebirth of the nation, and we're not talking about Brooklyn or Queens, Tchiyata Uma, Hi HaYesod, What does the word yisod mean? Is the foundation shel binyan ha-tshuva gdola. The rebirth of the nation, meaning the return to the people, of the people to the land of Israel. That's the foundation that's cemented in the ground of the building of something called a greater tshuva. Tshuvat Yisrael Elyona, a more supreme level of tshuva for the nation. And what does that do? Tshuvat ha-olam kulo shetavo achara. That's the foundation for the upliftment of the entire world. When the center, when the focal point is getting stronger by A, its return to the land, and of course, by going into the Beit Midrash and learning Torah, this is the foundation of a greater tshuva. So here, Tzionut and Torah are not two separate concepts. Torah is Tzionut and Tzionut is Torah. It's all one. Coming back to Zion, like we learned today in chapter 54, the Haftarah, that the Akara, that barren woman, is also analogous to Zion that's been childless, as the Rav mentioned, for 80 generations. And happy are we. It's very important that we realize the centrality, that we realize the importance of our actions. Your choice to get on a plane and study Torah in Machon Meir is going to make the most important modification, change, and upliftment in your entire life. It's going to be the basis. It's going to be the foundation for so many good things that are going to go that are going to come to you. As I mentioned to you, there are so many proud, thousands and thousands of proud students, alumni of Machon Meir, that are leading lives, national lives, family lives, Torah lives, all over the country. And that 1 year or 2 years or whatever period of time that they spent in the Machon has been such a vital infusion of energy, such a major matter that has opened up their eyes, that has given them more hope, a vision to help battle and overcome all difficulties. Like the Rav pictured it so nicely, he said, all the pains and anguish that we go, if we realize the objective we have to go to, then the pain itself can be joy. We don't want pain to be an impediment. We don't want pain to act as a blockage. But whenever Hashem brings down our corner difficulties, like Rav Bigon often says with his beautiful, inspiring smile, thank you Hashem for giving me this difficulty. Because we believe that it's meant for me. And Hashem will never ever test anyone. Our sages explain, based upon the verse in Breishit, what is it, 21 or 22, Ve'elokim nisat Avram, Breishit chapter 21, when it says that achara devarim ha'ela, after these matters of where Avram has gone up to in his life, as Rav Kook explains in that parsha, quote, Ve'elokim nisat Avram, and God tried. He brought a difficult trial to Avram, that utmost trial called the Akedah, binding his son Yitzchak, bringing him over here, on the other side of the wall, on Mount Moriah. There's no trial like that. Unbearable. Waiting so many years to have a son. For that he married Sarah. For that he's been promised there's going to be a continuation of the seed of Ravam. And here, it makes no intellectual sense. I'm promised by Hashem, and I'm also right now commanded by God to give up my son. Bring him up as a burnt or a lighted offering. There's no logic in it. And there the Maharal and many others explain that every trial that God brings to Avraham, and we're the children of Avraham Avinu, it's only if we have the ability to meet up. If we only have the potential to overcome. If we only have the willpower that if we generate it, we will stand to that trial and be successful. And every trial that we meet up with, whether we stand or fall, it's meant for us. And maybe also the fall, if we do fall, is a fall in order to get back up and fight. Tonight, this very special meeting in a such holy place is clearly going to invigorate and stimulate our connection to Yerushalayim, our connection to the nation, and our connection to Torah. So we're very happy that we're here together. We're now going to give ourselves some 10-12 minutes of prayer. There are plenty of psalm books, books of psalm, Hebrew and English. There are thousands of little sidurim, if you want, you can say psalms. And we're going to meet here at the wall, over here inside at 7:20 for
6 minutes.
Ma'ariv Arvit. Not 6 minutes. Is it? 12 minutes. Okay. Shakar Chal. I need to close this. Thank you very much.